Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody. Thank you for logging in to NDO Kingdom Come Network on Today Radio Network. This is Pastor Patterson, and I'm coming before you on tonight. But, you know, I'm really thankful and I'm grateful for what God is doing, taking us, hallelujah. He's going to take us higher on tonight. I believe that God has definitely a word, hallelujah, on tonight and, you know, set aside just for you. This word is just for you on tonight. He told me to tell you that he's a God that hear. He's a God that, you know, sit high on tonight. He wants you to know that his hand is upon you. He wants you to know on tonight that he has not forgotten you. He wants you to know that he is with you through every situation and every storm. Hallelujah. So we just want to usher into this broadcast, hallelujah. We're calling this Wake Up, hallelujah, because we want, hallelujah, the body of Christ to wake up out of their slumber and out of their sleep and to hear what saith the Lord. We're praying on tonight that the Holy Spirit come in and it leads us into all truth, that it takes control on tonight, that a rhema word come, hallelujah, that the people may be spiritually awoke, hallelujah. On tonight, I thank God for the spiritual awakening on tonight. Oh, Father God, for the body of Christ, God is raising up a remnant, and we thank God for that remnant on tonight, that he's raising them up, and he is raising them up, that I want to usher in into, with a song on tonight, hallelujah, that we just may get our minds set on him on tonight, hallelujah. I want you to know that his hand is upon you. His hand is on your life. It is God. It is God that is doing it. It is God that is troubling the waters. He's trying to get our attention. He's trying to bring us into another place with him. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to play this song, and y'all get your mind set on the Most High God. I'm sorry. I'm gonna play "Free at Last," hallelujah, by Tonio. Because we are free.
I'm feeling good. I got a monkey on my back, and now I'm finally free. I gave my life over to Christ. He changed my life, and now I'm finally. Don't have to carry no more weight up on my shoulders. Now I'm finally free. Finally, oh yeah. So many things in life I had to give up on, but my God didn't give up on me. No, he didn't. I need my God provides for me. I just want to thank you, God, for loving me, taking care of me, me and my family. I had to clean up what I messed up. Starting my life over again. Nobody to free. I'm feeling good. I got a monkey on my back, and now I'm finally. I gave my life over to Christ, he changed my life, and now I'm finally free. Don't have to carry no more weight up on my shoulders, now I'm finally free. Finally, oh yeah. People talk that what they do and what they say can't stop my moves. Let me say a thing or two about what God can do for you. I know he did it for me, I know that he'll do it for you. Because I am living proof of what my God can do for you. People change, but my God won't change. What does the story? gonna find it free. Anything I need, my God provides for me. I just wanna thank you, God, for loving me, taking care of me, me and my family. He took the shackles off my feet, now I can dance and now I'm finally free, finally free. This was for the people in the world who believe in Jesus, believe in Jesus. He took the shackles off my feet, now I can dance and now I'm finally free, finally free. This was for the people in the world who believe in Jesus. I'm feeling good, I got the monkey on my back and now I'm finally free. I gave my life over to Christ, he changed my life and now I'm finally free. Don't have to carry no more weight up on my shoulders, now I'm finally free. Finally, oh yeah.
Yes, hallelujah. So we are free at last. I thank God for my freedom. Hallelujah. I thank God that I'm not in bonds. I'm not in shackles. Hallelujah. Spiritually. But I'm free. Hallelujah. I feel free. Hallelujah. I feel the peace of God all over my life. And I thank God for his peace on tonight. I thank God for being free on tonight. Hallelujah. And God have a word for you. God have a word of peace on tonight. You know, God wants you to live in perfect peace. God wants you to dwell in his peace. God do not want his children to suffer in a way that their peace is kin. Yeah, you're going to suffer. You're going to go through some things, but you're going to go through them things in peace. And I'm going to go into the word of God, and I'm going to prove it on tonight that you do not have to allow Satan to move you, hallelujah, concerning your situation, that you can stand grounded, hallelujah, in the things of God through God's word. God's word give me peace. Every time I read his word and I be in his word, I say, oh God, you got this. You know, when I'm in trouble, hallelujah, when my spirit man get troubled and situations come, because you know we human, but we quickly cast our cares upon the Lord. Hallelujah. We're casting all of our cares. We're casting all of our problems. We're casting all of our situations to God on tonight. We're leaving it with him. He's going to work it out. He's able to do the impossible. Hallelujah. He's able to do what we cannot do. Hallelujah. He is a way. He's a way maker. He's a way maker. He's a God that will honor his promises. Hallelujah. Pastor Tarquita, she was speaking on tonight. Hallelujah. Talking about God, hallelujah, and he's going to honor his promise. He's going to make it good. The ways of, she talked about the ways of man, you know, may seem good, hallelujah, but at the end is destruction. She talked about, you know, not only doing it the good way, but doing it the godly way, hallelujah. I like that. Not because, you know, many of us is doing good, but are we doing it the godly way, hallelujah. Are we in the will of God? Are we living according to the will of God, in the way of God, in the word of God? Because, see, that is the key to God's peace on tonight. That is the way, hallelujah, to God's heart on tonight, that we chase after him, that we chase after the peace of God, that we chase after the things of God that means well to God, not well to us, not our will, but let God's will be done in your life. And God's will is that you dwell in peace, that you have joy in your life. Satan don't want you to have peace. Satan don't want you to have joy. So he don't want you to walk in the ways of God, because the only way you're going to get this peace is if you are with God. If you're with God, he's a God that will never leave you nor forsake you. Don't you reject him. God said, don't reject me. Don't reject my word. Don't reject my truth. Don't reject my peace. Don't reject my healing. Don't reject my provision. I have provision for you. I've made provision for you. Some of us have visions that is so great. That is so great that God has given us. It's so great. And God is saying we have the power of life and death that lies in our tongue. And we need provision for, just for ministry, for our family to do, you know, to do things, not that we may live in mansions, not that we may, you know, live great in this world, hallelujah, but we're pursuing the things of God. Lord, I'm asking God, open up the windows of heaven. Yes, bring millions and millions of dollars, and we call it in the mighty name of Jesus that God built, his vision may come to pass. Come, I don't know where I'm going here, but we have to call these things into existence, that we may build houses, hallelujah, for the homeless, that we may do things and build organizations that would benefit the community. That we may go out, hallelujah, and take care of the poor and the needy as God has called us to do. So we're praying for finances that the kingdom of God may advance. He said that I store up the wealth of the wicked for the righteous, and we're calling all of that, hallelujah, all of that in the name of Jesus. That God's kingdom may advance. It all belongs to God. It will happen. Don't think that it won't happen. Don't think whatever God say he's going to do what he's going to do. He's going to honor his word. He's going to honor his no matter how long it takes. As I was listening to the word, it was deep. Hallelujah. I enjoyed it on tonight. You got to listen to Kingdom Talk. That it also come on NDO Radio. Hallelujah. On Sundays at 7:30. And you want to dial in. You want to hear, hallelujah, that teaching. But God's word is rich on tonight. God promises is true on tonight. He want to do something for you on tonight. Hallelujah. He want to bless you for being faithful. Hallelujah. He want to bless the works of your hands. Hallelujah. He want to bless everything that you touch. He want to complete the work that is in you because you didn't come to him and ask. Hallelujah, and with selfish prayers and, Lord, I need this and I want this and this and that, but no, you're asking, hallelujah, Lord, help me to be the pastor that you called me to be. Give me wisdom. Give me the things that I need, hallelujah, spiritual growth. Give me your Holy Spirit, hallelujah. We ain't praying for shoes, hallelujah. We ain't praying for clothes and pocketbooks and these things. We're praying, hallelujah, that God may advance the kingdom and that God's ministry may advance and that the people may be saved and that souls may be saved and we go out and do the great commission of the Lord. That's what our mind is set on. Our mind is set on the kingdom agenda on tonight, and God said his vision is great. He said, write the vision down and make it plain. Hallelujah. He said, call it out, and it shall be, it shall come to pass, because nothing is too big for God. Nothing is impossible for God. This is what he's saying. He said, the vision is too big for you. It's too great for you, but it's not too great for me, because I will cause man to give into your bosom. I've caused man to come out of the woodwork. I've put your name in rooms. Hallelujah. That you're not in the midst of great men and great people, hallelujah, that will back your vision. When people did not back your vision, God said, I'm going to back your vision. All you need me, he said, if I be with you, he said, who can be against you? Who can stand with you? I mean, against you if God is for you. Come on now, this is what God is saying. He said, I'm with you. I never leave you nor forsake you. You don't got to worry about your enemies because I am going to destroy your enemies. I'm going to scatter your enemies. I'm going to make sure you see these enemies no more according to the word of God so you can lay down at night and you can have peace and with a surety knowing that God is on your side, that God is covering you and God is protecting you. Like he put that hedge of protection around Job and his family and his possessions. God said, I'm doing the same thing for you. I'm going to do it. I'm the same God that spoke to Abraham. I'm the same God, hallelujah. I'm the same God that spoke to Moses. I'm the same God that
spoke to Noah, hallelujah, told him to build the ark. He's the same God, hallelujah, that split the sea, hallelujah. He's the same God that laid the very foundations. He's the same God, hallelujah. Everything that we're looking at right now came from God, hallelujah. Even the man-made things, hallelujah, because they had to first get it from God, hallelujah. And God said he made us in his image, hallelujah. So we are also creators, hallelujah. We have creative minds, hallelujah. We have a creative agenda on tonight. And God said it's about creating the kingdom, hallelujah. It's about pushing and advancing the kingdom on tonight. It's about pushing the word of God because Jesus is on his way back. See, we have no peace right now. God wants you to have peace, hallelujah. He wants you to dwell in peace. He don't want you to be afraid of the persecution. He wants you to have peace with not having people back you. He wants you to have peace that your family members is turning against you. He wants you to have peace with all of these things. He said have peace. Be content in whatever you're in, whatever situation you're in. Be content because God is your peace. God is your deliverer. He said he's a great deliverer. He's going to deliver you out of the hands of Satan. He's going to deliver you and bring you out of the dark into the marvelous light. Know that your God, if you keep your mind on him, if you seek his face with all your heart, hallelujah, you shall find him. He will reveal mysteries to you. He will open up doors. God told me to tell you that the doors is opening right now. See, the doors that God opened, no man can shut. No man have the key to it. Hallelujah. They can't lock you out of what God has for you. God said, I'm elevating and promoting my people in this season. I'm bringing up the remnant, hallelujah, the ones that they said that was not going to make it, those are going to be the ones that is going to make it. The ones that they said that was not called, those are the ones that I'm calling, hallelujah. God said, I'm bringing the remnant together, hallelujah. The ones that is not afraid, the one that been seeking my face while they was in persecution, hallelujah, while they were in the suffering season and in the fiery furnace, they was calling on Jesus. They was calling on God, hallelujah, in the time of need. And he said, I heard your cry in the temple. That's what he told us today. He said, I heard your cry in the temple. I heard your prayer. But Jesus is making intercession right now on the right hand for me and you. He's talking to the Father and said, look, I died for them. I died on the cross. Hallelujah for that. I am their redeemer on today. Hallelujah. I'm their intercessor on today. I came and I stood in the gap and I took on the sins of this world and I took the sins of the world on. Hallelujah for them down there, God. Hallelujah, Father, have mercy. Hallelujah, bring that one's coming out in Jesus' name. We all coming out in Jesus' name. Your sons and your daughters is coming out in Jesus' name. Don't stop praying. Don't stop fasting. Don't stop going to church. Don't give up now. See, right on the break when God is about to bless you, it's always a giving up spirit that comes knocking at our door. So you just might as well give up. You might as well throw in the towel. That ain't nobody but Satan telling you to give up on God. Oh, church ain't did nothing for you in 10 years. Hallelujah. God ain't, where is your God now? Where is your God? That ain't nobody but Satan. But God said, I'm about to show up and I'm about to prepare the table in the midst of your enemies, in the midst of the naysayers on today. The ones that said that my hand is not on you. My hand is all over you. My spirit is all up in you. I'm filling you with my spirit even right now. And I'm going to lead you by my spirit. And I'm going to lead you into all truth. Hallelujah. I'm going to fill you when you're going to have power. Hallelujah. Over every power of Satan. You're going to walk in my peace. Hallelujah. Because when you're filled with the Holy Ghost. You have no choice to walk, because that is one of the fruits of the Spirit. I got peace and I have joy. Hallelujah. I am content. Hallelujah. On the battlefield, I am content when I'm resting on vacation. I am content in whatever situation, whatever come my way. I'm content because I know that the God that I serve, hallelujah, is with me, and I know that no weapon formed against God, people, it shall not prosper, according to the word of God, because God told me on today, I'm going to take care of you. Every enemy, I'm going to take care of it. You just concentrate on me. You concentrate on saving souls. You concentrate, hallelujah, in advancing the kingdom. You concentrate, hallelujah, on building, hallelujah, getting your work done before it's too late. You concentrate on those things. I said, put me first, hallelujah, and I'm going to add all things unto you. I'm going to give all things unto you. Don't you know that we was created with a promise? We was created with a promise. We're created to succeed. We're created with a purpose. Don't you know that you're living a purpose-filled life, a purpose-driven life? You was created to be good. You were created to do well. The plan that God made for you is that you may prosper. Hallelujah. See, Satan's plans for you is to destroy you, to kill, steal, and destroy. But God want to bless you. God want to bring you into the promised land. He want to bring you into a place with milk and honey, hallelujah, with the riches of the land. He want to take care of you. He want to provide for you. He want to give you spiritual weapons, hallelujah, that would defeat Satan when he rise up against you in your family. He want to fill you with the power of the Holy Ghost, the fire of the Holy Ghost. Even right now, he want to purify you. Lord, purify us on today. There's, Lord, refine us fire coming right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we are set free. We are healed. In the name of Jesus, we shall do everything that God called us to do. In the name of mighty Jesus, our hands is blessed. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, show us the way, instruct us, direct us, give us the wisdom, everything that we need to make the vision come to pass. Oh God, everything that I need, God, give it to me. Everything that you need, hallelujah, to get the job done, God is giving you the tools. God is giving you the gift to do what you're called to do. He have not left you unequipped, hallelujah, to fight. He said, but I'm giving you spiritual weapons. That is, and it's not carnal. Your weapons is not carnal on today. We don't got to fight with guns. We don't have to fight with flesh and blood, but we go in the spirit of the matter. Hallelujah. It's a spiritual warfare. It's a spiritual battle. But God said, I want you to have peace in the midst of the battle. I don't want you to be afraid. He said, be not afraid, but he said, be strong and courageous. Hallelujah. Will you be that on tonight? Will you be strong on tonight? We don't flee from Satan. Satan flee from us in the name of Jesus. He got to flee. When we mention Jesus, he got to flee. He's trembling. They're trembling in their boots right now. That's how much power and authority we have through Christ Jesus. He is the top one. He's the top notch. Satan is running right now. He's running away from your families right now because they're covered in the blood. Hallelujah. Your children are covered in the blood. Your finances is covered in the blood. Your home is covered in the blood. Your church, your ministry is covered in the blood. Your community is covered in the blood. Your job is covered in the blood. Don't you know everywhere that you go, the blood follows you. The blood is with you. Don't you understand that you are marked? Hallelujah. You're marked with the blood of Christ Jesus. And Satan can't come nigh you. Hallelujah. Give no room to him. Hallelujah. Don't you remove yourself from the covering. Hallelujah. Don't you touch the unclean thing. Don't you step over on the wicked side. Don't you open up envy and jealousy in your heart. Don't give room to Satan on today. Don't let offense come into your life that bitterness may creep in your heart. Hallelujah. And unforgiveness may creep in your heart. We bind up offenses. We bind up the spirit of offense on today that has crept in the church. Everybody getting offended over the word of God. Everybody getting offended over the truth. Everybody getting offended over love. Because the Bible said he loved us so. Hallelujah. He gave his only begotten son. Hallelujah. So God is just telling you and teaching you. Hallelujah. And correcting some things within ourselves. That's all he's doing. And sometimes it don't feel good. He said, I don't mean it to harm you. I don't mean it to destroy you. But I'm allowing it that you may be strengthened. Hallelujah. So if God allow it, it's only to strengthen you. It's only to empower you. It's only to push you and bring you into the things of God. Don't let the naysayers, hallelujah, discourage you in this season. Don't let what it look like discourage you in this season. Hallelujah. God told me to tell you that you are great. Hallelujah. That you're a mighty warrior of God. And he see you. Hallelujah. He see you. Hallelujah. He see you trying. Hallelujah. He see you giving all your heart. Hallelujah. He see you trying to hang in there and you're hanging by a thread. Hallelujah. By a string. Hallelujah. But you said, Lord, I won't let go. Hallelujah. Like Jacob, he said, look, I will not let go. Jacob was getting tore up. Hallelujah. And they was tearing him up. And he said, I ain't letting go until you bless my soul. And that's how it is. I ain't letting go. I'm going through the fire. I'm suffering. I'm getting persecuted. I'm getting beat up. I'm getting lied on. But Lord, I'm not letting go of you. I don't care what you do. Cut me up. Break me up. Break me down. Do whatever you got to do. But I will not let go until you bless my soul. I'm not going, hallelujah, because I came too far, hallelujah, to go back now. I came too far. You came too far. You invested too much in the kingdom of God to look back now. Hallelujah. See, you already told the people that God is great. You already told them that he's able to do the impossible. You already told them that he is a healer. Come on, you've been rooting for him. Hallelujah. You can't turn back now because you're going to look crazy. They're going to say, but I thought you said God can do the impossible. I thought you said that God is able and he's able to do all things. You're God. And them same ones are saying, where your God at now? They're going to be there waiting for you at the door. The minute you take your hands off the plow, see, that's why we can't take our hands off the plow. That's why we can't stop before we get to the finish line. If you got to jog to the finish line, see, I be seeing some videos, some of them jogging to the finish line, but as long as they finish, and some of them is limping to the finish line, but as long as they finish, some of them got people helping them, hallelujah, to the finish line, but as long as they finish, hallelujah, that's what it's about, that we be not caught with our work undone. We're going to be a finisher. God said, I'm going to complete the work that I started in you. Let God complete the work on today. We're going to get into some scriptures, hallelujah, because I want you to know on tonight that you can walk in peace. See, Satan lied to some people and told them that you got to be all shook up, hallelujah. You got to be all bent out of shape over what Satan is doing. When the Bible said that vengeance is mine, I'm going to take care of your enemies, but I need you to stop concentrating on the devil so much, hallelujah, because he's under your feet. Hallelujah. Once you prayed about it, honey, once you then cried about it, I didn't heard your cry. I didn't sent the army. I didn't sent the angels. Hallelujah. When the first tear dropped, I heard you. I see you. I got you. I'm fixing it right now. You don't even know what I'm doing in the background. You don't even know what I'm doing until it's done. And you won't think it's too late. I'm not a last minute God, but I'm a right on time God. I'm a right on time God. He's fixing it right now. He's dealing with hearts right now. He's dealing with minds right now. He got to renew some minds. He got to take out some stony hearts. He got to change some people's lives. He got, look, God said, I'm working. I'm never slumbering. I'm never sleeping. I slumber nor sleep, saith the Lord. I'm not sleep on the situation, God said. You know, we sleep on the situation. That's why we saying, wake up, wake up. Wake up, wake up. Because we sleeping on God. We're sleeping on his word, because if we're going to preach his word, we got to walk his word, and we got to believe his word. We can't be acting like God ain't the prince. Look, he's the Prince of Peace. The Prince of Peace. Come on, that's who he is. One of his many names. He's the Prince of Peace in my life. And I thank God, because I remember a time when I had no peace. So I'll be darned if I allow Satan to come in and take my peace. He won't take my peace. Don't allow Satan to take your peace. Don't allow him to take your joy. Anything that's taking your peace, anything that's taking your joy is not of God, and it got to go in the name of Jesus. That spirit got to go. It got to go in Jesus' name. Because you can have peace in God. There's something troubling your spirit and whatever, hallelujah, it got to go, God is saying. So we're going to release these scriptures, and you're going to have the peace of God in your life. You're going to know. And the easiest way to that peace is through the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. We need to call on the Holy Ghost. We need to activate and stir up the spirit of God with inside of us. That's what we got to do. 2 Thessalonians 3:16. Now the Lord of peace himself give you peace always by all means. The Lord be with you all. He said, look, he said, always. He's going to always give you peace. Always give you peace. So, Satan, we bind you up. Because he's been stealing that peace. He's been stealing your joy. But not after today. John 16:33, he said, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation. He said, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. He said, so in this world you're going to have tribulation, but you're going to have peace in it though. In God, there's no peace outside of God. It's no peace. So when people come to you and they have no peace and we're praying, oh, God, give them peace, they need the Holy Ghost. They need God to get the peace that you have and the joy that you have. They don't understand how you still standing and how you still surviving through everything, through the tribulations, because the Bible said in this world you shall have tribulation. He said, but you're going to have peace in me. Philippians 4:6. He said, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. He said, look, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication and with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. We got to go to God with our request. That's what I just did. I said, look, I'm praying about this thing. God, your vision got to come to pass. Your vision is too great, God. Let your request be known unto God. He said, we have not, because we have not. I got peace once I do it. Now, we just got to, peace, once you pray about a thing, you got to pray with a surety, knowing that the God that you serve is going to grant your prayer. The God that you serve, hear your prayer. Oh, I know God hear my prayer. You got to know. And not only that he's here, you got to know that he's going to answer, that he's going to grant your prayer. Isaiah 26:3. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. Come on. Our mind is in perfect peace because we trust in the word of God. We trust in thee. We trust in he. He said, in perfect peace. Yeah, it means perfect. That's perfect. Ain't nobody perfect but our God. I'm going to give you perfect peace. That's why when they was on that beach, that boat and that storm, and the disciples started going crazy. They all crazy, but Jesus down there like, look, you disturb me out of my sleep. Rebuke the storm. Rebuke it. He had to rebuke the storm in the name of Jesus. That's what God is saying on today. Rebuke it. He said, I'm going to keep you in perfect peace. Why? Because we trust in the Lord. We stand on his word. We believe what he's saying to us on tonight. We're not going to let it go in one ear and out the other. We're going to eat this word on tonight. Situation, we're not going to be moved. We're not going to allow Satan to move us. We're going to be grounded in our faith. We're going to stand bold. We're not going to wimp up every time Satan come at us, every time Satan, you know, attack us. We're going to stand strong and bold, knowing who our Father is, knowing the power that God has given us over Satan, because I need you to know that God has given you power and authority over Satan. Yeah, he's going to test you. Yeah, he's going to try you. That's all he can do. He can't destroy you. He can't bring you down. His main thing is to make you give up your salvation. He wants you to give up the peace. He wants you to do all these things. He don't care. Okay, you can keep your salvation, but I want to torment you. Hallelujah. I want to torment you while you're here on earth. So I'm going to take your peace. I'm going to steal your peace. I'm going to steal your joy. Why? Because we're not grounded in the word of God and the things of God, and we're moved, hallelujah, by everything that comes our way. We can't be moved. That's why we got to be anchored. We got to be grounded on the rock. He is our rock. He is our foundation. He is the Lord our God, which cometh our help. Hallelujah. We call on him. We're calling on the Lord on tonight. Lord, we need you. We need our help on today. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Hear us on tonight, God. We come before you, asking you, oh God, that your will may be done in our life, whatever the will is. God, no. Ask God to reveal the will over your life, the purpose over your life. Come on, you need a vision. A man with no vision, it shall perish. Give him vision, God. Show them, oh Father God. Give them direction right now in the name of Jesus. Come on, he got a plan for your life. He's told me to tell you he got a plan for your life, an awesome plan. 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your care upon him, for he cared for you. He said, look, I ain't not lying. He cared for you. He said, cast that on. Look, cast that. I'll deal with that. I deal with that. You know how you want your children to cast their problems on you? They got to come to you. That's how God is. Now, I deal with that. The mama got that. Daddy got that. But God telling me to tell you on tonight that he got you. He has your back. Do not worry. Don't be afraid of their faces. Don't be afraid of the many enemies that surround you, the many situations that have surrounded you. Come on. God want to do something. So cast all of your cares upon him. We care for you. Matthew 5:9. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Because, see, the children of God, come on, that his spirit dwell within us. Peace dwell within us. We are peacemakers. He said, make peace with all men. So we come in peace. We come in peace. We always come in peace. Hallelujah. We're coming in peace with our brothers and our sisters. Hallelujah. We're not coming to wage war. We're not coming to destroy you. We're praying for you. We're hoping the best for you. Don't turn into an enemy. Don't turn into someone that is being used by Satan against God's people, because we are peacemakers. And the Bible said, blessed are the peacemakers. So you want to be blessed. For they shall be called the children of God. Oh, they the children of God over there. That's the true woman of God over there. She's a peaceful woman. She ain't always trying to fight. She ain't always, you know, arguing. She's not always in a bunch of gossip and mess. He ain't always in a bunch of mess. He's a peacemaker. Hallelujah. He's trying to bring peace. He's not trying to bring division. He's not trying to bring, he's not trying to destroy family. He's not trying to bring families together. We're about restoration. We're about redemption over here. Satan want to destroy. Satan come to divide the families. Hallelujah. But God said he want his children to stand as one. He's not coming to separate his children. He coming to separate some other people, the sheep from the goat. It's going to be some separation. It's going to be some separation that we from the church. It's going to be some separation, so don't get me wrong. But he said he want us to stand as one. He want us to be at peace with our brothers and our sisters. He want us to walk in forgiveness and love. So don't get it twisted when he said, I come not to bring peace. He's not talking. He said he want peace amongst us. Now, he ain't coming, but look, he have called us to be peacemakers. See, we not God. We want to be God. We want to screw curses. We want to do God's job. We're trying to kill people off and destroy people. Nobody have that power but God. He said, thou shalt not kill. So how can you pray death and destruction over people when one of the commandments is thou shalt not kill? Because you are not God. My life, people's life is not in your hands. You have no control. You have no authority over the time of the day. Hallelujah, that I leave this earth. Like Jesus said, hey, no man can take it. God give it. That's what Jesus said, no man. No man. So don't be afraid of the threat over your life. Don't be afraid of the witches and the warlock that is praying destruction over your family and death over your family. We break the curse right now. We break the curse right now. Every prayer that has been spoken is prayer of death over your family, over your situation, over your home, your church, your marriage. In the name of Jesus, we break it. We plead the blood right now in the name. It will not work. Satan, you're a liar. Get your hands off of God's people, off of God's children. Come on now. Bless, bless, bless. You would want to be at peace with God's people. You don't want to wage war with God's people. You better wage war with Satan. You better know what side. You better know what side you're on. You better choose this day who you're going to serve. Touch not my anointing to do my prophets no harm. So you better wage war on the right ones. Hallelujah. You better go after them devils. Hallelujah. You better deal with them witches and them warlocks and the ones that's coming against God. The ones that's coming against God's authority. The ones that's disobedient. Hallelujah. And now the servants and children of Satan. You better watch as well as pray. That's what God is saying, watch as well as pray. Matthew 10:34, it says, think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. So that's what we were just talking about, so we have to know the difference. So now he's talking about him, like, you know, when he come back this time, he said, look, I have not come. That's going to be a whole different ball game. It's going to be a whole different ball game. Not going to be about salvation. It's going to be true war when he come back this time. It's going to be a great separation when he come back this time. 1 Peter 3:11. It said, let him shew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. Again, seeking peace. Come on, seek peace. Some of us always mad, always upset for what God said. Because the enemy came and took your peace. He came and took your joy. We're going to snatch it back on today. Snatch your peace back. Snatch your joy back. Romans 15:13. He said, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abide in hope through the what? The power of the Holy Ghost. So that's what I was just saying. These things you can get peace and joy through the power of the Holy Ghost. We need the Holy Ghost in our life. We need to be faith and know when the Holy Ghost is not present in your life. So he knows when God's residue is not on your life. That's why he said we can't be hearers of God's word, but we also have to be doers. We got to walk this thing out. We got to walk this faith thing out. I'm not talking about perfection, but I am talking about holiness. I am talking about righteousness. Hallelujah. We thank God that he's able to help us when we're weak. We're not always going to be strong, but he said be strong and be courageous. But it's going to be some times that we're going to have to pull from Christ. We're going to have to call on Jesus for our help. He is our strength. Hallelujah. So don't lay there and die when you can get strength and peace from the Lord. You don't have to allow Satan to destroy you. Don't you know that you got a whole heavenly host that is backing you? You got a whole army, that same army that David got. Hallelujah. So do we. I'm calling on the army that was with David. God's whole heavenly host fighting battles on our behalf because we got a mission to do. We got a calling over our life. We got a calling over our life, saith the Lord. Hebrews 12:14. He said, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see God. Hold on, wait a minute. He says, follow peace with all men and holiness. He said, without this, no man will see the Lord. Hold on. So I got to live in peace? I have to live in peace? I got to live in holiness? Or I won't see you, Lord? It's peace in holiness. It's peace in God. That's what he's trying to say. People, you know, they look at the word holiness and righteousness and, oh, you know, I got to, you know, there's no fun in none of that. That's like I got to give up everything. What fun is it in being holy? Oh, it's so fun. It's so fun being in the Lord. It's so, oh, my gosh. The peace, oh, my God, that surpasses all understanding. The peace that no man understand. No man understand the peace. But the peace is nothing like it. Peace help you sleep at night. Hallelujah. Peter 5:6. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. So stay humble. See, being humble is being in peace. Like I'm peace at with it. Okay, God, I'm at peace where I'm at. He said, in due time, he's going to exalt you. In due time, on his timing. On his timing, not when man exalts you. Not when man say you great. Not when man say you ready. Or if man say you not ready. But it's when God say. It was God that sent Samuel to anoint Saul. And it was God that sent Samuel to anoint David. So it was God that is anointing them. God said, look, I'm sending you to Jesse's house. So don't get it twisted. God knows. God will speak to his prophet. His own prophet was like, Lord, I know you didn't send me to anoint this one, this. No, I know, surely, God, this ain't the one. Even Samuel didn't think. Even Samuel didn't think. He said, but humble yourself. Humble yourself with, you know, your little few, David. Humble yourself. Stay humble. He was humble. He was humble tending to his father's sheep. He was humble when his brothers was able to go to the battlefield, and he had to stay, and he had to tend to the sheep, and he had to work, hallelujah, when the brothers was out there doing whatever they had to do, hallelujah. David wanted to do that, but God said, not time yet. Humble yourself, David, and in due time, I'm going to exalt you. Humble yourself. I know you rushing. David was like, nah, I'm ready now. David was like, I can do it now, and I can slay the Goliath now, and I know I can. I can slay the tigers, the lions, and the bear. But God said, hold on, okay, I'm going to go ahead and let you slay Goliath, but you ain't king yet. You ain't king yet. I have not appointed you, but God showed that David was anointed. And God said in due time, he's going to exalt you, and he's going to bring you forth just like he brought David. Huh? The people knew who David was. He said, look, David's killing tens of thousands, and Saul killed thousands. Huh? So God is going to put you in a place, hallelujah, where you don't have to promote yourself. You know, God is going to promote you. God's going to put you in a place where they're going to see you and know that God's hand is resting on your life and God's calling is truly on your life. Your family members going to see. You don't got to prove a point to nobody. You don't got to prove a point to your friends. You don't got to prove a point on your job. Your work going to speak for yourself. God's going to anoint you for whatever he appointed you to, everything that he called you to. He's going to anoint you. You can have peace. Walk in peace. Don't be nervous about where God has called you to. God said, I'm going to do everything that I said I was going to do. Psalms 4:8. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety. Huh? He said, I will lay down in peace and sleep, for the Lord, come on, make me dwell. So you can lay down in peace. You can lay down in peace. Yeah, I can see it's one thing God is getting you up in the midnight hour and certain hours to pray, but he's not waking. You're not waking up out of your sleep because you worried and you stressed over some situation that you laid down on. No. When God wake me up, he wake me up. But he still makes sure I get my sleep. He still makes sure I have my peace. So if you're waking up and your peace is gone, that ain't God. You rebuke Satan in the name of that tormenting spirit. We bind up the tormenting spirit that's pretending like it's God. Oh, he didn't woke me up to pray. You can't even pray because you're being tormented. Your mind is all over the place. You can't even open up the word of God when he wake you up. Those time of the hours to seek his face because you're being tormented, God said. So we rebuke that spirit so that when God do wake you up and want to have a one-on-one with you and a conversation with you and some quiet time with you, your mind will be at perfect peace. Your mind has to be, come on, in him is perfect peace. I have peace. I know, so much was going on. Oh, this week, so much was going on. I got phone calls. I had to pray about some things. The enemy tried to come and take my peace in some situation. Every day he's been trying to snatch my peace. But I said, Lord, guard my peace. I guard my peace, I pray. That's it. Every time I feel that my peace is trying to be snatched, I'm going somewhere and making sure I'm in the presence of the Most High God. I'm going to pray. When the enemy try to come in like a flood and touch my loved ones and all of these type of things and set traps and destroy them, he's coming after my peace. I don't have peace with that. Huh? I got to go to God, which is my peace, and where he said that my seed shall be protected, my seed shall be blessed, my seed shall not be begging bread, that I, hallelujah, that the God that I serve that is able to do the impossible, the God that I serve, he hear my prayers and he grant my prayers so I can pray for divine protection over my church and my church members and my babies, hallelujah, for the God that I serve, I know that he is able, he's going to protect them, and he's going to bring them out, just like when Moses prayed for the people. Lord, give them something to eat, and God sent them fresh manna out of heaven. He prayed for the people. Lord, give them water to drink, and God brought the rivers of flowing water, hallelujah, in a desert place. Hallelujah. He healed them in a desert place. He made sure that their shoes did not wear out, and he made sure that their clothes did not wear out. That is the God that we serve. Hallelujah. He want to make provision. You can have perfect peace in what God has said in his word. You can stand on his word and know that the God that we serve, you can lay down at night and not worry about a thing. You can lay down at night and know that you dwell in a safe place, because we are safe with the Lord. We are safe with God. We are in a safe place. Know this. He said, I never leave you nor forsake you. You feel forsaken, I know. You feel left out, I know. You feel lonely, I know. You feel by yourself, I know. So did Jesus. He said, Father, why have you forsaken me? I'm sure they felt forsaken in the fiery furnace, but God was there. I know Jesus felt forsaken on the cross. God was there. Noah felt forsaken building the boat and being taunted and being, you know, persecuted and laughed at because he was doing something and building the vision, and nobody believed that God told him to do that. Nobody, but he had perfect peace in what God said. He had perfect peace. Stand on what God say. Know that whatever God say going to come to pass. Know that God is going to make provision. Know that God's word is yea and amen. Know that God is not a man that he shall lie. God cannot lie, but the devil is the father of lies. He's the only one that has been lying to you. We got our peace back tonight. I have my peace. Even in troubled waters, I have my peace. Even in the midst of the storm, God had his peace. It was a true storm, but he wasn't going to wake up. The storm didn't even wake him up. The storm did not move Jesus. Let's get that. It did not move him. The Bible says that Jesus was resting on a pillow. He was in such a good sleep. I think he was upset with the disciples. Like, y'all done woke me up out of my sleep. How long I'm going to be with you? Rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Peace be still. Rebuke the wind. Rebuke Satan. How long will I be with you? That was with Jesus all that time. All that time, and didn't know who he was. All that time. Judas was with Jesus all that time. That's how somebody can be in church and never changing. He was with Jesus. He walked with Jesus, but yet and still he betrayed Jesus. How could that happen? How could that happen? How could they be in church and be a snake? They can't be a snake and be in church where Judas was. Huh? Oh, that's a man and woman of God. Yeah, okay. But that's not what the fruit say. That's why the Bible says we got to try the spirit by the spirit to see if that spirit is of God or is it, if it came from God. We got to try. The Bible says try every spirit. Every spirit, not just some. Try every spirit. Ask for the gift of the gift of discernment that we have to discern. Hallelujah. You got to be able to look at a spirit and know that it is a spirit. Don't let open our mouth. Huh? This is what God is saying on tonight. Keep your peace. Keep your peace. Let's see, I got a couple more. Proverbs 12 and 20. The seed is in the heart of them that imagine evil, but to the counselor of peace is joy. The seed is in the heart of them that imagine evil. You don't want to be imagining evil. Cast them thoughts out of your head. If you're imagining evil, cast them thoughts. It's not of God. It's by Isaiah 12 and 2. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He has also become my salvation. Oh, I love it. Oh, I love it. We're going out with a bang on tonight. We're going out with a bang on tonight. God word, he is the big bang. You're talking about the big bang. No, he is the big bang. He said, behold, God is my salvation. Man ain't my salvation. God is my salvation. You think you my savior? You ain't my savior. But God is my savior. I will trust in the Lord, and I will not be afraid of nothing. For the Lord, Jehovah Jireh, is my strength and my song. So it's become my salvation. This is what God is saying to you on tonight. Wake up. Wake up. He want to give you peace. Why? Because we trust in him. That's why I'm not afraid, because I trust in God. I know him. I trust in his word. You trust in his word. That's how you know he got your back, because his word says so. Last scripture, 1 Corinthians 14 and 33, for God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. Come on. As in all churches of the saints. He said, look, I'm not the author of confusion, but you're going to have peace. You're not going to be confused. When God speaks to you, he's not going to leave you confused. You may not like what he say because it don't line up with your thoughts and your minds and your ways. That's not confusion. That's, you know, that's semi, you know, kind of rejecting what God say. You want to call it confusion. But we have to have peace. When God speak, we have peace. When God speak to me, it give me peace. When I read his word, it give me peace. He's not the author of confusion. I'm not confused about nothing that God has said on tonight. I'm not confused. And if you are confused, write down the scriptures. Go back and read and listen to this broadcast. Because God said, I'm not the author of confusion on tonight. I break it down. I make it clear. He said, I'm hiding nothing from you. Nothing that we need to know, God said, I'm not going to hide it from you. I'm going to show you. I'm going to reveal it to you. That's in the word of God. So he's not going to hide his word from you. He's not going to hide his treasures from you. He's not going to hide mysteries from you. He's going to reveal them. He's going to reveal himself to you through his peace. See, if you have no peace, God can't reveal himself to you. Were there a spirit of fear of the things of God? No. Fear God with fear and trembling, but we're afraid to walk out into the unknown and the thing that God has called us to do. We want to stay in our comfort zone. God said, no, we're going to get out of our comfort zone. It's a faith walk. We want to do what's comfortable. We don't want to stretch. Hallelujah. We don't know what to stretch. We don't really know what real sacrifice is. Real sacrifice, we're going to stretch. God is going to stretch you like a rubber band until you cannot. I'm telling you, you don't even know how, you know, far. You can be stretched because you've never been stretched that far. You can go far. Just like a woman with her belly and the baby, her skin is stretched. God is going to stretch you just like that. Hmm? He's going to stretch you. He got to stretch you. That's part of, you know, the pregnancy. Hmm? Part of growing. You didn't know that you can get that big. Huh? Some of us carrying twins. Some of us carrying triplets. God going to birth it out. And God going to birth it out. Some of us got one, two, three. Come on. You ever seen the woman that have quadruplets? God said he's about to do something. Ain't no miscarriages. Ain't no abortions. We're not aborting no missions in this season. No babies in this season. God said he's going to bring you through it. You're going to have peace with this pregnancy, God said. You have peace with this one. You're going to birth this one out. You're not going to abort it. We're not aborting no more babies. If God said it, it's going to be done. The vision is going to come to pass. God is going to make provision for you. Have peace in it while you're doing it. Don't be afraid of what God has called you to, because God is going to see you through it. God is going to see you through it on tonight. I just want to thank everyone that dialed in on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God. His word is rich. His word is mighty. And I just pray that somebody woke up. Hallelujah. I just pray that now you have been awoken by God's word, that you see a little different on tonight concerning your peace, that the next time the enemy come, you won't let them take your peace. You won't let them, you know, take you out of your peaceful sleep. You won't let them wake you up out of your sleep. You'll lay down and you're resting sure. I remember I used to weary, especially with my daughter, especially when they became teenagers. Oh, my gosh, I couldn't sleep. If they was outside, if they wasn't in my presence, oh, Lord, now I just pray and I'll just lay down and go to sleep. Yes, I do. I be having sweet sleep. And God, he'll wake me up, and I'm like, okay, and I just pray. I'll be wide awake. I don't be tired. When Satan wake you up, you be all tired, and you know you fighting, and you know tormenting. No. You know, when God wake you up, it might take you a couple of shakes or whatever it may be. You know, get up. You might try to lay there and go back to sleep, and you can't go back to sleep. If God is calling you to wake up and to pray, don't worry. He's still going to make sure you get your sleep. You think he ain't going to get your sleep? That's why I'll be falling asleep early. Sometimes, look, I'll be asleep by 9:30, 10 o'clock, for sure by 11. Sure by 11. God, wake me up. Sometimes he do, sometimes he don't. Now, the people swear God is waking them up. I'm waking up every night at 3. Every day, oh, Lord Jesus. It's nice that God don't. I'm having my breath. But it's times that God had me up for days. And I'm praying. At 3 a.m., I'm praying. Praying when I'm up. I'm in the word. I'm listening to the gospel. I'm in the presence in the face of God. Yes. That's my peace. That's my peace. When I lay back down, I know with a surety that my day going to be okay. I command my day to be good. I command Satan to back up in the name of Jesus off of my day. I command him. Do not come near my dwelling. And we have the authority, saith the Lord. God bless. We thank you again. How about to stir? I'm stirred up. I'm stirred up for the Lord. I'm stirred up for the Lord. And we thank God. You know, we thank God for everybody that is listening and will be listening. You know, this is a brand new network. Hallelujah. And we're building our audience right now. Hallelujah. We're still putting
certain content on the network. Hallelujah. And again, I just want to shout out, you know, my husband, Kawan, hallelujah, on tonight. I just want to give him a shout out. The Bible said, give honor to where honor is due. Honey, this would not be if it was not for him and the vision that God has given him to have an all-Christian, you know, network, radio network. So we thank God, you know, for that. We thank God for just the obedience. We thank God for him pushing the ministry and pushing the gospel. Hallelujah. We just thank God for his support, being a financial backer of God's ministry. Hallelujah. And, you know, God, you know, blessing him. And we just pray that God bless him and continue to bless him. Hallelujah. As he blessed us to help us bring God's vision to pass. No days off. That's what Indio stands for, no days off. Hallelujah. Because when it's with God, it's no days off. When we're not taking no days off, we're not taking our hands from the plow. You know, we got work to do. Faith without works is dead. And that's one of his favorites, is his favorite saying. Like, you got work. Nothing is going to get done if you don't put your hands to work. Hallelujah. And so we're here to be effective. Hallelujah. No days off. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. We're going to serve the Lord. We're going to make sure that we scream hallelujah, this gospel to the top, hallelujah, that we're going to sound hallelujah, them trumpets, hallelujah, that Pastor Tarquita talked about. And we're going to sound the trumpet. That's when we sound in the alarm, hallelujah. We're going to spread this gospel all over the four corners of this earth, in every continent. We are going to preach the word of God, and people are going to be delivered. We decree and we declare as we pray over this network, even right now, hallelujah, that it will prosper, that people will hear the word of God, hallelujah, that the shows will come, hallelujah, the worship will come, God's spirit will dwell, hallelujah, right here. He will bless, his hands is on us, he will bless it right now. Lord, bless it even right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, and we give you the honor, and we give you the praise, hallelujah, because if it was not for you, hallelujah, it would be no us, hallelujah. It would be no radio station. It would be no word, hallelujah, if it was not for you, God. And, Lord, we thank you, and we give you honor on today for everything that you're about to do. We thank you for the ministries. We thank you for the schools that is coming, hallelujah, the outreaches that are coming. Lord, we thank you right now for the provision that you're about to make, hallelujah, for the people and for the community, hallelujah. We thank you right now for hearing the cries of the poor right now. We thank you right now that you put our name in the rooms, hallelujah, men, hallelujah, that sit in high places. Lord, we thank you right now that we even being mentioned in conversation right now. How can we help them? How can we support them? Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you right now for placing us on hearts of men. You're right now for opening up windows. Hallelujah. And pouring us out blessings and opening up doors. Hallelujah. We thank you right now, and we're going to walk through them doors. Hallelujah. That you may get the glory. Hallelujah. We magnify your name on today, for you are a mighty God, and there's nothing that you cannot do. You remember that there's nothing impossible for God. There's nothing impossible for God. Whatever the vision is, write it down. Whatever your vision and whatever God has in your heart, write it down on paper. Write it. Speak it. Make your request known to God. Make your request known to God. That is what God is saying. We have not because we ask not. Don't you know that the world is all God and the fullness thereof? Everything belongs to him. Ask and you shall receive it, God says. Good night. We'll be back next Sunday, 8:30. This is Pastor Patterson. I just love you guys so much. I just thank God for what he's about to do for you. I just see God doing some great things for you, God. I just see God doing some great things for his people. I see that. God is going to do some mighty things for his people. His people have been going through it. God is going to reward his people. God is going to the promise. We're going to enter into the promised land. Some of us have been wandering in the wilderness, and we're about to walk over the Jordan, God said. So y'all stay in character and walk in peace and be in peace and make peace with all men. Make peace. Make peace. Make peace. Make peace. Forgive. Forgive. Love. 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 All this. Come on. This is fruits of the Spirit. Let God dwell in you. Let him abide in you. Because if you abide in him, I'm telling you now that peace is going to be there, the peace of the Lord. This is Pastor All Understanding. This is Pastor Dorothy Patterson. Hope y'all woke up. God bless. Good night.